And we're going to do a quick exercise to show you how powerful your mind really is. So sitting up in your chair, and it's a good idea to sit with your hands up on your lap because it's a very open receiving position, and don't cross your legs if you can. And what you're going to do is you're going to look up to the ceiling, up as high as you possibly can, and just roll your eyes up and keep your eyes up, glued up there to the ceiling, on a real spot on the ceiling or an imagined spot. And just keeping your eyes up, breathe in and breathe out very easily. And keeping your eyes rolled up, just breathe in and breathe out. One more time, roll your eyes up, keep your eyeballs up each time. Each time you blink, that is hypnosis coming upon you. And as you exhale, keeping your eyeballs up, just close your eyelids right down, all the way down, as your eyelids shut down. Down, as your eyelids shut down. The muscles in and around your eyes becoming very relaxed. You're becoming heavy, droopy, drowsy, and your eyelids are starting to feel right now as if they've been glued shut, sealed shut, locked together. And you'll soon find that the harder you try to open your eyes, the more they feel glued shut, sealed shut, locked tight. And so you can just forget all about your eyes now and just allow a drifting, bloating feeling to develop in your body. And just picture in your own mind 10 steps descending. And if you drop your chin just a fraction, you can really feel that looking down sensation. And you are looking down 10 steps, and as I count backward, you're going to feel your feet, see your feet, and even hear your feet making contact with each and every step that you take. You're moving on to step 10 right now as each muscle, every nerve turns loose, lets loose, and you go deeper. You're taking step 9 and 8, and you can see your feet, feel your feet treading each step. You're taking step 7, and you can hear your feet making contact with every step. You're taking step 6 as each muscle, every nerve turns looser, lets loose, and you go deeper. You're taking step 5, and you're halfway down as you gently, calmly, easily move on over to a much deeper level. You're taking step 4 as every sound and noise and moment and movement everywhere around you carries you deeper and further into the most healing, the most liberating, the most empowering level of hypnosis. You're taking step 3 and 2 as you gently, calmly, easily go deeper and deeper. Simply means you're going deeper into an awareness of yourself. And now you're taking step 1, just sleep deeply. Every time I click my fingers and say the words sleep deeply, you're going to go deeper into an awareness of yourself. Just sleep deeply. Go deeper. Drift deeper. You're listening with your subconscious mind and you're drifting away. And hypnosis is not about being asleep, it's about being suggestible. And you're going to a level where you are proving to yourself that your mind will accept whatever you tell it. And once you know that, you are fully responsible for telling yourself better things. You will more carefully choose your thoughts. And now I want you to, keeping your eyes closed, I want you to stretch your two arms out at shoulder height as if you're holding the reins of a horse or the handlebars of a bike. So stretch your arms out now and just close your palms as if you're holding on to something in each hand. Just close your hands. And I want you to imagine your left hand that you're holding a bucket, a huge red fire bucket that's filled with about 80 pounds or 80 kilos of heavy wet sand. And straight away you can feel the weight of the bucket. And your left arm is becoming heavier and heavier and heavier by the second. It's getting heavier by the second, and you can feel the weight in your wrist and in your elbows, right up in your shoulder, and you can feel it in your fingers as that left arm becomes heavier and heavier, and the weight of the bucket full of wet sand begins to pull all the way down, and as your left arm sinks and drops down and down and moves on down, you are sinking, dropping, moving deeper into hypnosis. Your whole body is so heavy and you're sinking into the chair. Your eyes are so heavy, they do not want to open. Except for your right arm, and your right arm is holding a huge helium-filled balloon, a bright blue helium-filled balloon that is way bigger than you and is so completely weightless. It is attached to your right arm, and your right arm is starting to float up, move up, lift up. It feels as though someone's attached an arm pulley to your right arm. And as they pull, your right arm is floating, lifting, traveling up all of its own accord, so that one arm is absolutely weightless, traveling up, and one arm is completely pulling down, all because of your own ability to accept a suggestion. And as your right arm floats, travels, and lifts up, you are floating, moving, lifting, traveling deeper into hypnosis. And as your left arm is being pulled down, you are pulled deeper into hypnosis. And now you're going to notice that when you try to push your right arm down, it's just like trying to push a balloon underwater. It just insists upon springing up even higher and higher. Try to push that arm down, but notice that balloon. And notice it just insists on staying up, springing up, remaining up. And now try to lift your left arm. It feels as though it's been encased in concrete, in lead. It's so weighed down. So you can see that you are incredibly suggestible. And as I count from one to three and click my fingers, you will let go of that bucket. Let go of that balloon and go at least 50 times deeper on the count of one, two, three. Sleep. That's perfect. And of course, you're going into a sleep of the nervous system. And I want you to imagine now that your eyes are glued shut, sealed shut, locked together, actually fused together. So much so that even thinking about your eyes, it's just something that you cannot be bothered with. So I want you to imagine your eyes are glued shut, sealed shut, locked together. And when I ask you to try to open your eyes, it just feels like way, way, way too much work. And your eyes are glued shut, sealed shut, locked tight. Try to open your eyes, just go deeper. And try to open your eyes and feel how they are fused shut. Go deeper, just one more time. Just try to open your eyes, and they are locked tight, sealed shut, locked together. Go deeper and deeper and deeper. And this is great news because you are already seeing that you are incredibly suggestible. And guess what? Every suggestion you make makes the next one easier. When you accept meaningless suggestions about buckets, balloons, and eyes glued shut, then your mind will absolutely be wired to accept any suggestions about meaningful suggestions about being an outstanding human being, about learning how to manifest really fast and being so good at it. In a moment, I'm going to immerse you, and on the count of five and not before, you'll wake up feeling refreshed, relaxed, rejuvenated, and happy. And on the count of one, you're returning to your full awareness, feeling wonderful. And on the count of two, you're feeling calm, relaxed, and incredibly at ease. And this feeling will stay with you for as long as you want. And on the count of three, each muscle and nerve in your body is loose, limp, and relaxed, and you'll feel wonderful, perfect, physically, mentally, and perfectly able to express yourself, to be honest with yourself, and to live in the moment, and to look after yourself. And on the count of four, you're feeling refreshed, relaxed, wonderfully reinforced, and on the count of five, feeling positive, feeling confident, feeling wonderfully at ease, knowing that tonight you're going to have a fantastic night's sleep. Now, fully aware, just open your eyes and fill up your lungs and take a long, slow, deep breath. Okay, I'm going to give you and allow you rather a few moments to come back into your full awareness.